The Dumbfellas Podcast was recorded live at the Brown Bear Pub at 104 Harrison Avenue in West Orange, New Jersey. Our theme song is Root Beer Station, used with permission by the band Dancer. For more information on them, just go to www.dancer.bandcamp.com. For more information on the Dumbfellas, just go to facebook.com/dumbfellas.
Back to another episode of Dumb Fellas, and we are happy that you've decided to join us. I have returned. I am one of your five co-hosts, Big Rich from Jersey.
You weren't dead.
You were gone?
Everyone noticed because last episode was missing a certain, I don't know what.
Wrote a song about it.
But I'm back, and I appreciate being back, and I listened to last episode, and all I have to say is I understand why you guys need me so much.
What?
Guess who's back?
Daddy's back.
I'm sorry for those who tune in to hear me, and you had Natty filling in my spots. So here we are. We're back.
Wait, that means you did listen to the last episode.
Yeah, the only one he listens to is the one he's not on. He can't stand it. He doesn't like listening to his lisp.
Ooh.
Right?
What?
Isn't that what it is?
No. Because I'm Meryl Streep.
You just made the lisp.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm Joe Carney, and I'm happy to be back here at the Brown Bear Pub in beautiful West Orange, New Jersey here.
Nice to have you, Joe.
Nice to have you, Joe.
Thank you.
Who else is here? Let's let our audience know.
Oh, no, I do this part now.
Who's going on?
It's, Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
Welcome back. God. Who are you?
Yeah, well, you answered your own question.
Perfect.
Mr. Bumper Car.
Your name is Kevin.
Kevin. Kevin
See,
Joseph.
See, this I'm really good at. Wow, it. This is okay. Why we switched it up a little bit. And your name is Kevin, too. Oh, my God. Hi, Kevin.
This chat was a mistake, fellas. We got Natty drunk again. Someday we'll learn.
We apologize. We did it on purpose, too.
iTunes listeners.
Have we changed our audience to only 10-year-olds?
I was going to say, do we not remember the pre-show conversation?
Drinking rosé. I'm drinking rosé. Sorry.
Angry Orchard Rosé, by the way.
They're not a sponsor.
Just throw that out.
Oh, I'm Natty Bumper Car.
No, take it back.
I forgot to do that part.
I think everyone knows.
Okay, now you can do
so
that.
So you
part.
Get a full intro and no one else gets shit.
On a positive note, I'm KP Burke, and I just got done eating the best wings in all of New Jersey.
Where did you eat them?
Brown Bear Pub, Rich. I'm glad you asked.
Oh, in West
Orange? Everything about you is positive, KP.
It's the maple chili wings. They were absolutely outstanding. And I'm washing them down with a nice rosé from Angry Orchard.
No, you have to say it like this. Rosé, I'm drinking rosé.
This is the last time we record a podcast with someone from the South. It's over.
I think every time you order wings, it's something different, but you continually say maple chili. It's like
yeah, it's
this time
not.
Was buffalo, one time was
those are two different flavors.
You I had the maple chili. It was delicious here.
At I the had the honey.
I might not I have gotten it right yet.
No,
honey,
you haven't.
The honey
I don't
baby.
Think it's on there.
Were they good, though?
Regardless, I do maintain any listeners that have a suggestion on better wings in the state of New Jersey, we will put them right up against the wings here at Brown Bear Pub in West Orange off of Harrison Avenue.
I talked to somebody about that, and they asked if you understood the logistics that we would then have to go to someplace else and then bring them here and have them. Then they're going to be cold by the time they get here.
No, that person sends the wings to us. We don't do any of the legwork on this. We're merely judges.
So we're going to get mail order wings? These are going to be delicious.
This is going to happen.
Oh, no.
You guys have never had wings in the mail before?
No. Those are brides you got.
The Russian ones are the best.
Hello, I'm here to give you your wings.
Well, that was nice.
Thank you.
There are my wings. They're up there in that window. You guys
the
don't
shipping,
see here?
The shipping time just flies right by.
That was
oh, my God. Thanks. We can't let that one go. Grief, good job.
Thanks, buddy.
Question,
Big Rich going to tell us why he was absent from the last two episodes?
You were gone so long, we missed you.
There better be two very good reasons. Two separate, distinct, very good reasons.
All right.
Not the same reason.
Well, then I'm going to have to make one up.
Okay. Yep.
The initial episode I missed was because it was my birthday.
Wait, you really?
My birthday. I am 29 again.
That's
it's a delicious year to be.
He had all the kids showing up at the ball pit, so he had to make sure that he was there.
Oh, this guy's got a 29 waist, and he's 29 years old. How you doing over there?
One of those is a lie. The other is an exaggeration.
Hi.
But it was my birthday. And not that I'm a child and I need to not do work on my birthday.
Mm.
But first birthday in a new house, the kids had a dinner planned for me. And I could not skip that to come here and get interrupted by Natty. So I spent my birthday with the kids.
Speaking of interruptions, KP, do you have some feedback you want to give us?
There was feedback from the last two episodes. We're trying to figure it all out right now. But not for nothing. Again, we're losing the point here. What was Rich's excuse for missing the second episode
in
a row of Dumb Fellas?
What was the second? Yeah, what
yeah,
were you doing?
Yeah, the second episode one? I purposely missed because I don't like two people at this table.
Ooh.
Plot thickens.
Right, we know it's Natty, and the three of us got to fight after the other.
What did he say? He likes me?
No. Natty, can I let me ask you a question. Do you remember the first time Rich blew us off? Do you remember we were doing a show for Jeffrey Paul?
Ding! Wait a minute. Is that Jeffrey Paul from Martin Scorsese's new movie?
It's because he's Jewish.
The Scottish?
Where's Connie? Yeah.
No, the Irish?
The Irishman.
Yeah.
Irishman, yeah. Do you remember that you and I went and did the show for him? He hired us to do a comedy show for his son for his confirmation.
All I remember is you and I had the best date that night when they brought us two plates of food. I believe it was maybe some veal salt and bulka, or maybe some chicken francaise.
A lot of clams on there. We did a little Lady and the Tramp. Oof. Do you remember where Rich went that night?
What's Lady and the Tramp? Oh, where we kissed. You're not supposed to tell. That's
I
dead
remember
air.
When
runaway bump never coming back.
Not true. He's got all the equipment.
I can turn you off whenever I want.
We don't exist without the bumper call now.
All right, I'll tell everybody. Rich missed. Do you remember that night?
Yes, I remember. I could not make a booking.
A booking that we had booked.
I had a previous engagement.
Which your now wife, your beautiful girlfriend.
Was it the actual engagement?
It was the
engagement. No. It's something that, where did you go?
She bought us tickets for a live performance.
Ooh,
a live
performance.
Like a
musical.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Like a musical. Like a musical?
It was
similar.
An off-Broadway performance, and it was amazing, and I'm glad I got to go with her.
Wow. Bro. Was it like a book reading from like an like Norman Mailer or something? What was
so like, is it like Lion King type of something like that or what?
Yeah, it's not exactly one of those musicals. It was more of a play / performance.
Oh wow,
yeah.
Nice, like Fringe Festival kind of thing.
It was very artistic, I don't know if I could totally remember the name of it.
Did you guys go? So you went to the city. Do you have like a nice dinner in the city?
No. I went. It was at Montclair State University.
It
was off Broadway.
I was under the impression that it was a big night in the city.
No. It was a big night. It was the first night that she saw me naked. So,
ooh. See, now that's off Broadway.
Yeah. Not the first night we had sex, but the first night I took my shoes off.
You do it like a cowboy? We'll get back to that in a second. Yeah. What was the live action?
If I had to remember the name of
the... What did it rhyme with?
Pajamas? Duologues.
That was the worst rhyming
ever.
That was
really bad rhyming.
How else do
you know
rhyme?
I know Rich's answer, and now I'm questioning. That's how bad of a description you're doing here, sir. Just want you to know.
It's called Mad Max, guys. All right.
Get out of here.
It was
Thunderdome?
Fury Road.
It was Mad Max at Montclair State University. Very good production.
I don't know who
he
is. Yes. Right. I think it was called, if I had to look it up, it would be called the Vagina Monologues.
Live free, die hard.
Hey.
There you go.
Natty, you said the Vagina Monologues.
Well, this has been the Dumb Fellas episode something or another. any plugs to plug?
I got a lot of questions to follow up with Rich.
Let's hear. I really want to know.
All right, which part?
All right, so do they sing, and do the vaginas cut each other off as often as we do on this podcast?
No, they like took turns. It was weird.
What is that? For those who don't know, what is the Vagina Monologues? Remember, majority of this podcast is listened to by 10-year-olds and NRA members, sometimes both.
Hopefully, if they're getting raised correctly.
I hope it was a puppet show. Was it a puppet show?
I was waiting for
this
turn political.
No, it wasn't a puppet show. Was
no, there's no, there no pig there.
It's just a series of baseball gloves open.
The first occasional shower cap.
First baseman. Baseball gloves.
Whose catcher's mitt is this?
Yeah.
And the grandmother comes out as a shower
That's
cap.
That's no catcher's mitt. That's my wife.
What are you?
Oh, my God. Garifo for the win.
Again, I'm not being rude. What is the show for those that don't know?
If you guys are looking for a way to make me stop talking, congratulations, you found it.
Woof.
What is the show for those that don't know?
It's official.
Is that us shattering the glass ceiling?
That's us breaking Natty.
Because we're so goddamn talented.
Said the V word.
We can't be held down because of our penises.
Now it's true. It's true.
So now I have questions because I don't know enough about it, but what I have heard, and you are an aficionado because you were there.
Sure.
Is it true that it is a separate women, different, each time it's a different woman, and they talk about their experience with the possession of a vagina?
Yes, they talk about their point of view in life of having one.
Do they talk through it during the show, Rich?
Oh, that would be awesome. I would go.
Sounds like Charlie Brown parents.
Some of them talked as it, what it would say.
So it was more than one speaker?
Yeah, they took turns. And sometimes there was like 20 women on stage at once.
Were they famous? Were they famous? That was there that night.
No.
No famous.
So I was there.
No famous for JJ. You probably had more famous for JJ than they did.
It's not the issue.
Yeah. Did you? This is what I pictured. Rich just stood up and went, absolutely not, ladies.
They're like, oh, to get to know it. I'm like, that's not how you get to know it.
That's not
Trust
how you
me.
Get to know it.
Talk to me. I will show you the way.
Talk to me.
Talk to me, people.
Not one of you have even said fireball yet.
Is it? Is it always, though, it's a different performance every time? That
no,
it's
no. I think it's a pre-scripted thingamajig.
Now, which one did you see? Did you see the one about owning your body as it changes, or the one about 3 days in Quezon, why am I still in fucking Quezon?
Are you gone,
way
too,
over people
Garipo?
Said, but it's very, very funny.
Are you gone, too?
Well, that was over my head.
Yeah, I don't
I was
know.
Way over my head.
Vaginas are over your head.
This is the
if
end.
I'm lucky.
That's where I like
them. Yes!
Woo!
So that's why I missed it.
All right.
I was getting in touch with my feminine self, and I'm okay. proud of it.
There it is, man.
I have nothing to hold back. I'm a modern man.
KP, Kevin Patrick, what is the what's the most embarrassing thing that you ever did in a situation like this where you were afraid to tell your friends? It doesn't have to be canceling out on a show or getting rebooked or rebooking somebody else. Like, what have you done in your past where you're like, man, I hope the boys never find out about this
don't
until right now on
the
Dumb Fellas.
Skipping bookings because it's only a 40-minute podcast.
There's a lot of them.
Well, I actually can't. I'm sorry to cut you off. I canceled one on Sunday.
Let's hear it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Felt a little weird about it because I had a barbecue earlier in the day, and a lot of people are going to jump right to the, Kevin was drunk, yada, yada, yada. No, I wasn't. I had some questionable seafood the night before.
Oh.
At a buddy's barbecue. Apparently you're supposed
to crabs.
No, it was bumper car.
Oh.
Apparently you're not supposed to eat mussels or shellfish if it's not open after it's cooked.
What?
Oh, that's true. No, that's true. That's true.
If
those
it doesn't
are bad
open
ones.
Up,
yeah,
those are the bad
open,
ones.
You're not. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Why is? How did you never know that?
I don't even eat mussels, and I knew that.
And I watch a lot of, I watch a lot of cooking channel network like Food Network and Chopped and Diners. I watch a lot of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, my mind was just not there, and I like forced this mussel shell open, and probably like two of them I ate. When
Ooh.
They weren't.
What I learned at the Vagina Monologues is to never force a clam open.
That's a good point.
Because bad things happen.
Listen, it's Montclair State University, top-notch education.
That's what I'm saying.
Right there.
I pictured a vagina wearing a chef's hat while they told you that.
Hey, listen. Oh, yeah. Hello. This is Luigi.
So I had to.
Oh, hello, Luigi.
How much did you throw up?
Only once. Only the one time, then I felt better. And it was just, on top of my allergies, it was just so bad. And I felt so bad. Because it's in the city. It's like, it's a train and the subway.
Kevin,
to the spot.
What are you allergic to?
Pollen.
Okay, if you said shellfish, I was going to punch you in your beautiful face.
Shellfish, but instead I had a mussel.
No,
yeah. That's as close to mussels as this guy's got.
I'm just thinking, I was got the upper body
so
strength
mean.
Of Judge Judy. I'm just
Aww.
Thinking.
I was going
to
self-deprecate.
Like all the shows that they have
it.
On the Food Network right now, like Valerie Bertinelli's got her own Food Network show.
Yeah, she's
I'm just
so
thinking
hot.
Of Vagina Bertinelli. She comes out with the hat on. I used to be married to Eddie Van Penis. All right.
Okay, well.
I still love Valerie Bertinelli.
Which one's that? She
the hot one.
She in the Hogan family?
No, guys. Hold on a second. Let's let Joe just breathe for a second. I feel like after that, you need to, right?
Yeah.
Because I mean, you.
Can we talk
you,
about
you,
sex
wait,
against
why don't you
Nadia? Shut up.
Why don't you try it again, and then maybe it'll go better the second
time. I
want
to talk about explaining jokes that you make that aren't funny. Ooh, I like that a lot.
So, Facebook Joe, time. Are we going to dissect Facebook
Joe? No,
no,
I want him to explain what he just said because I didn't get it. So you said something.
It seemed really funny. I'm just going to come out and say that.
That was actually offensive of me by saying not funny. I just didn't get it. So it could have been funny.
No, because Rich was talking about.
This is my favorite new thing on the show.
Rich was just saying that there were vaginas that were talking, and KP was talking about a little chef's hat, and I was like, who has a V name on the Food Network? And
who is it?
Valerie Bertinelli.
Who's she?
Yeah, which one's she?
She was from
One
Day at a Time. She was married to Eddie Van Halen.
Wait, Valerie Bertinelli looks exactly like fat Rachel Ray.
Let's see.
She is not fat.
She's skinny Rachel Ray.
We're not shaming people here on this show.
Have you seen Rachel Ray in past
photos I saw. I've never
heard
of Rachel Ray.
No, it's not. That's Valerie Bertinelli.
Oh, yeah. I know her.
Wait, is Valerie... She's not...
She performed at Montclair State University.
Okay, we're finding like hot pictures over too. If you Google her,
that's what she looked like on One Day at a Time.
One Day at a Time. But that's
One Day at a Time.
Snyder, yeah.
Walk on. But she's not Snyder.
No,
that was somebody else.
She's not the main mom, is she?
What was his name?
No, she was a kid.
So wait.
That's not...
What was his name? Very Irish name, and I can't remember. Was it Monahan?
He just died.
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Let's not bury something here. You guys could identify people by their soap opera names.
It's not a soap opera. That's a sitcom.
Which one is? One Day at a Time?
Yeah.
I was thinking like...
Too Close for Comfort. I always confuse them.
No, it's different. But what's a soap opera that is...
Dallas.
No. The soap opera. It's...
One Life to Live.
One Life to Live.
Oh.
See, Rich, I would understand.
Guys,
if you
do
soap
I not know this reference because I was born in 1987 or because I have a good relationship with my father? You tell me.
No,
probably because you're born in 1987 and you never met your father.
There's going to be an asterisk to say I'm adopted on this episode. It'll be good. It'll all work out.
I'll write it up.
I didn't mean to remind you,
but I'm sure you never forgot. Listen, I don't remember One Day at a Time, but I remember Snyder because he's like a classic TV dude.
Yeah.
Like he's like, he was the maintenance guy.
Right.
And he had a jean jacket.
He was Kramer before Kramer.
Was kind of, yeah.
Oh, wow.
He was, yeah, just show up.
Might have to check this show out.
Wow, that's right.
Is it a fair question to ask what everyone's favorite old-time TV show was? Is that a fair thing to
No,
ask
it's not
everyone?
Fair at all. Next.
I can't talk fair about enough. That.
No, why not?
Why would it not be fair? It's just a question.
No,
I mean, you're not asking.
It's just off the top of the head, so it might not be the real answer. If the first show that came to my head is obviously The Monkees.
See, all right, so you're a huge Monkees
Which
fan.
Is weird because that came out like 30 years before you were born.
Well, MTV reintroduced The Monkees to the world in the 80s.
I get so pissed.
Guys, remember when MTV used to play videos? Sorry. That's what people say.
Talking about, Kev. Why do you like them?
She was a huge fan.
Just because it's a wrestling tie-in, too, because when I was watching, my dad would tape. They had a 24-hour marathon of every single Monkees episode ever. It's only two seasons.
Wait, what? I didn't know that.
Hey, so with the Monkees.
And that's it.
Monkey around.
Who is your favorite monkey?
Mike Nesmith. The one with the green bonnet.
The green bonnet.
No hesitation.
Really, by far
and above. Untalented of the group.
No, best songwriter, best performer. His mother or father invented Whiteout.
No, yes,
I knew that. Okay.
So he had Whiteout money.
Yeah. He could fall back on that.
Yeah.
He didn't need the Monkees. He could fall back on Whiteout money.
Nobody needs the Monkees.
Oh, the Monkees are great.
I like the Monkees. It's the first cassette I ever owned.
What's a cassette?
The first cassette I ever owned was the Monkees. First album I ever owned was Purple Rain. First CD I ever owned was The Police Synchronicity.
All right.
Hey, you know when a lot of bad stuff happens to Prince all at once? He just shakes it off and says, hey, when it purple rains, it pours.
He's dead.
I feel like, Kevin, this is your opportunity to explain whatever you just said.
No, I'm not.
I mean, the look on your face was the same as when I called him. Like, all the tension in your, then
the consensus is you're just a bad guy.
I know. That's exactly.
He's the bad guy.
Oh, I'm not.
Coming from
a guy
who talks about taking baths with a toaster.
That's, guys, you know what that is? It's literally the crummiest bath you're ever going to take.
Now you're going to have to explain whatever you just said.
Hmm? Well, Rich. When you tell jokes, sometimes you're going to throw a swerve at the end. Oh, never mind.
Well, not for nothing. Maybe we could sum it up in a certain way, that Natty is a very clean comedian, a rather esoteric style, and he reminds all of us of our favorite 80s bad boy comedian, Andrew Dice Clay, right?
Right.
He says esoteric in every episode.
I'm the vocab guy. See, I abbreviated vocabulary.
What do you sound
Andrew
like?
Andrew Dice Bumper Car.
You go ahead. Roll.
Think about it for 1 second.
No, I did, and I have questions, and then I can
help.
What
are your questions, and we can grow as a group?
Okay. My question to you, because I've been working on this, I do an awful dice clay,
true,
a very generic dice clay, okay? You know who he's doing just by what he's saying. Are we going to do Natty telling dice clay jokes and ending them incorrectly, or do you want to do dice clay doing Natty ones? Because I have, ooh, Natty's voice doing dice clay, but ending it the way
that's
he would
tease.
End it.
Yeah, I like all this, and this could be where the styles clash, makes things a little bit more fun. Mm-hmm. All right, little wrestling, yeah, finishing move for Kevin.
That's right.
That was phenomenal.
Bank, and I said to this chick, "Hey, are you using that pen?"
That's how.
So Jack and Joe went up the hill, each with a buck and a quarter. I wonder who's paying the taxes on it.
See, I do bumper car jokes in Dice's voice. My Dice is terrible, but it's a, "Oh, hickory dickory dock, a snowman wanted to come in my house one time, and I was like, what are you doing?"
You're doing Barbarino. A very good Barbarino.
Who?
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Yo, Mr.
What?
Cotter. Yo, Mr. Cotter.
Oh,
right.
Barbarino. Yeah. Vinny Barbarino, welcome back. Yeah.
Weird true story. Nice. Weird true story. John Travolta peed on my uncle.
All right. Let's
that's
go
like everybody shut up.
Yeah, let's go with that then.
No, Travolta's from Jersey, so he lived in Fort Lee. The Burke family started in Fort Lee, and my uncle Bobby was holding him at like a family, like a town theater kind of production thing.
He was a child.
It was child Travolta was being held. He had Irish Italian parents over the Italian. The mother was Irish, so was friends with my grandmother or something like that. And my uncle was holding baby Travolta, and baby Travolta peed all over him. Now there's like 40 to 50 other guys with the same exact story, but Travolta's not a child in any of those. So John likes to pee on people.
Snuck it in.
Is what we're saying.
That was a little joke he snuck in.
Hey, had
guys,
to be done.
Hey, tell him not to pee on that electric fence.
He needs to go see a science urologist.
What? What'd you say? Oh, we both had terrible jokes at the same time.
No, yeah.
That is a true
go
story,
see
though.
A science urologist.
John Travolta did pee on my uncle Bob.
I said, don't pee on the electric fence or you'll get a really high dose of Travoltage.
Oh!
This story was actually Travolting.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did your uncle get like a Saturday Night Fever from it?
From pee?
Nah, he cleaned it off and he's staying alive. He's fine.
Oh, you set yourself up.
I know.
You set it and you spiked it.
Just watch the hair.
Hey, look who's talking.
Oh.
Two.
Oh.
I ruined it. I ruined it. I'm sorry.
Top
I
Gun.
It.
I don't
did your,
know.
Did your uncle look at his shirt and go, "Is that grease?"
Grease.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out how to work grease into it. I couldn't.
And scene.
Yeah.
I'm still standing against the wall waiting.
Very inside. Now, not for
no,
the.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
That was beautiful. Oh, that was beautiful.
Did he pick up the
fight? No.
And we list also all of our listeners.
Yeah. Oh, we did that a long time
both
ago.
Both of our listeners?
Yeah.
Trumbull, if you're still there.
Help us. We're at the ground bear.
No, not for now. I don't want to give up on this one premise, though.
No, not
of
for nothing.
Andrew Dice Bumper Car.
Oh, he can come here, just not the stand?
Andrew Dice Bumper Car. Rich, when you hear Andrew Dice Bumper Car, how do you interpret that? Because I don't want to give rules to this. It's too fun.
Okay, I like this.
No, I like it. Like Joe, Natty's joke, Dice Clay's jokes told by Natty, and he cleans them up.
He PGs them up.
Hickory
nice.
Dickory Dock. This chick came over, and she was like, "Is that a new clock?" Along came a spider and sat down beside her, and she said, "Oh, you're so cute. I'm taking you home with me. Yay."
Spiders are kind of cute.
Just picture bumper car smoking a cigarette saying, "Marron."
Time out.
What?
Natty just put Invisalign braces in the middle of the podcast.
Yeah.
He just snapped in his braces.
I did. Did you guys know I got braces?
How does that work? Gear stand?
Hold
this
on.
Is how,
how does that work, by
it's
the way?
It's the worst thing ever in the whole world.
Do you? Is it expensive?
I have insurance. I have a...
Have good dental?
I have a job.
Is it dental?
So, yeah. It was covered. For the last couple of years, my dentist was like, "You got to get these things. You got to get these things." And I was like, "I don't want to get these things." And then I had a couple of teeth that were cracking because of the way my jaw sits.
Ah. Is that because of the suppressed rage that flows through you at all times, Natty?
In spite of all my rage, I'm still just a bumper car in a cage.
All right. We are the Dumb Fellas, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. We're done? We're not
just
done?
Just reminded you remind him?
Mr. Garifo.
And so, you listen to the last episode of the Bumper Podcast, you hear all about my Invisaligns, and this is how I talk now with them. It's the worst thing ever. And my wife said, there's no difference in your voice. There's no difference in your voice. And I knew.
She doesn't hear you. She doesn't listen to you.
She doesn't listen to me.
She just, as you speak, she pictures your death, your fiery, fiery death.
And then she was watching the news the next day, and she goes, I think that guy's got Invisalign. And I was like, why? She's like, you can tell by the way he's talking. And I was like, I knew it.
Did he pop him in right in the middle of the show?
No.
Was it Sam Champion and right in the middle of the AccuWeather forecast? He just shuts it down
and
put his
Invisalign
in.
Because he's meeting Mike Piazza.
Wait, did Mike Piazza, right?
I mean, he dated Mike
Rich?
Piazza?
Not accurate.
They were sitting next to us.
That's
at the Vagina Monologues.
AccuWeather.
One of the Vagina Monologues was...
It was a double date. It was Rich as his wife.
Yeah,
and
Piazza's butt given
Mike Piazza and Sam Champion.
Wait, is Sam Champion a weatherman?
A weatherman?
Yeah, a weatherman.
What, is he Jewish?
Weatherman.
<He's> a weatherman. So Sam Champion, he's a weatherman.
He's a leatherman.
I grew up with the Weathermans. The Silvermans, the Weathermen, the Goldman.
We just don't talk to the Steinbergs anymore.
Why not?
They were all uppity.
The butcher shop was always overpriced, Natty. Everyone knew it.
Joel Steinberg and Hedda Nussbaum. We used to hang out with them, but never mind.
Hedda Nussbaum.
Listen.
Ooh. Twisted.
Garifo, you have yet to do your version of what you think.
No,
Andrew,
I mean,
Dice bumper car would sound like.
I mean, there's only, what, two versions, right? So I'm happy with either one.
Or you could come up with your own. We want to hear you do something.
What do you mean?
I would love to hear somebody go.
Oh, wow. Somebody's locked in.
You know what? You're better at it. Because mine is like, I don't even. Hickory dickory dock. Oh, just a generic, you know. It almost goes into an old man.
It is an old man.
So this is Andrew Dice. Hey, where are you going?
Holy fag.
I know you guys were making fun of me because I put the Invisalign in, but the reason I did that is so I could do my Andrew Dice Clay.
Never take it.
Hang on.
Yep.
I can't do it without it. I was trying to be
secret about it.
This is the
main event. It's the main event, people.
But
hold on. We're going to lead up to it.
The floor is yours.
Hold on. Here it comes.
Oh, so you see. I can't do it at all.
Why does he sound like Toaster?
He sounds like me doing Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, so. Oh. I got rhyming jokes about people, and there's ladies involved.
I'm so angry right now.
On everything.
Come see me at the Wilmot.
You've defeated the free-flowing nature of this podcast.
Hold on, I didn't finish.
But esoteric.
We are going to have topics. Every segment
every single
will be written out now.
Yep.
I will have to craft lines for all of you.
You know a lot about lines.
Oh boy.
Look at me. I wear a leather jacket. Oh, my hair is greasy. Bing, bang, boom, bada, bing, ba. Coming back on the comedy scene. Scene, sorry.
I'm over here now.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm over here now.
Billy Barnwell down in Jacksonville, Florida. If you're listening, I want you to know that all of your critique of our show was specifically noted before the episode, which is why we have completely ignored every
inch of it. You
said
you were going to tell us on the
show. No, he told you he was going to tell us on the show.
He said we should cut each other off more. We should stay focused on no topics and just completely...
Go free ball and
random.
Throw it.
I thought he said we should cut our hair more, and I said, how does Joe get involved in that?
Again, not a visual medium. Joe is bald, for those who are not listening.
I think we
he
covered
is?
That on episode one, right?
I think we covered that. I thought he was do you shave your hair, or are you bald?
Natty's a little Asian fella, bang, for those who are only listening.
What?
So
I couldn't hear you.
Your friend down in Florida said?
No, we're going to talk about it next week.
Hang on. Well, how much time do we have on this one? We have plenty of time for this real quick. My one of my best friends in the world, Billy Barnwell, whose couch I lived on. You know who else's couch I lived on for a while? Rich McDonald's. Big Rich from Jersey over to my left.
I hear you.
It's a weird thing. I've never been invited over to the bumper car house. That's just a thing, but whatever.
It's not true. My dog bit you.
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes
your
you need help
bit
moving.
Me, asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Dog's got a record.
The feedback from one of my closest friends, Billy Barnwell, who's a comedian, one of the funniest guys I know, his feedback was, we cut each other off too much. All right? So we're frequently cutting each other off.
What he said?
It's,
what was he talking about?
It's actually beautiful what you're doing.
Or who did?
It's
this is Facebook Joe's here.
The other
your
weird
friend
part.
Who said it.
Hey, everybody. Facebook Joe's here.
See, now there's the, Rich actually left halfway through this episode. No one knows. Rich just got up and left. He's not at the table anymore.
He wanted us to see you.
Ugh.
And I hear what
this one ain't fit for release, fellas. Hate to tell you. No, when Garifo gets up and leaves, like right now Garifo's on his phone, so we should have a sound effect for when Garifo leaves because people need to know that he's not in the room. That was another problem that we were having on that one. They did like the free-floating nature of the last couple episodes, but I think we proved him wrong. And I mean, not for nothing. I don't even want to put Billy out there for the other stuff that he said. We can save that for another episode. So, one of our listeners did request. He said, "It's a good podcast.
Oh,
I enjoy the camaraderie that all five of you clearly share." Rich, please stop fucking my wife. All right, that was his only.
Not
request.
All requests are going to be observed.
That's a good point.
Granted.
Well, hey guys, do we have any plugs?
Natty, when's this one coming out? Thursday?
This one's coming out the 7th of June.
7th of June. So, now Rich was absent for the other two episodes. Rich, do you have anything you want to catch up on real quick?
He still really hates Natty. I can see that.
I don't think that's true. I think he's having the most fun he's ever had ever.
No, I'm okay.
I just busted out my calendar. On June 7th, I'm going to be giving my dog, Eddie, his heartworm and tick medication.
Oh, that's a big show. Is that sold out yet? Is that sold out?
Eddie's the real deal, guys.
It's a big tick season.
McDonald and Carney are going to be performing with Miss Andrea Glazer, Bobby Gain.
Oh.
And
Schaefer Ward.
Schaefer Ward. June 22nd at the Cranford Elks on South Avenue in Cranford, New Jersey. On the corner of South Avenue and Lincoln Avenue East.
They get tickets there?
Yeah, you can get them online for $10 at McDonaldandCarney.com. Go to the website or McDonald and Carney Facebook, and you can get them online for $10 or at the door for $15. Bring your own food. Booze will be served, one drink minimum, and you are going to laugh your proverbial ass off.
Mr. Garif.
Yeah, June 20th, right here at the Brown Bear Pub in West Orange, New Jersey, double headliner show.
Oh, my God.
Joe Fernandez and Mike Gaffney, hosts of All in Our Head podcast. Mike Gaffney, you've seen on Last Comic Standing. And Joe Fernandez is a nationally touring comic. He performs down in Florida, everywhere. You've seen him. We'll be here along with myself and Rich McDonald and I believe KP Burke as well. So come to that. June 20th, it's free admission. It's gonna be a great time, and of course, check out my other podcast, the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, available in ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
And I think I talked about this in another episode, but on June 16th, I am in Montclair, New Jersey, during the day at 11 o'clock, and I think I don't know the area, the place, but we'll post it for a kid show at 11 a.m.
Well, it's the kid show.
Doing a kid show, a kid show.
That's good.
That was really good.
Show today.
And
Garifa was so under. Appreciated.
You I guys, appreciate
no,
him.
He's underappreciated.
You think? No, I don't think he's underappreciated.
I think you talk over him.
I think he slides under the radar. He sneaks in. He's like a sneeper. He's like a sneeper.
He's like a snake. A slippery snake.
Slot. Hit. Cut. Release. Slot.
Little
hit,
boy
cut,
blue.
Release.
He
there
needed the
slap,
money.
Slap, pull, observe, release, tap, slap, shoot.
You know how dip, freaking tarp, funny that sounded with you?
It sounded
it was
so
found
good.
Funny here, and then you listen to it on...
It didn't
it
sound
burned.
Like him.
It sounded exactly like the guy who taught me, too. June 13th, Josh Wells has a show. Our friend Josh Wells has a show down in Jersey City. I'm going to be closing that one out.
Josh
I want to support him. No, Josh Wells, the funny one. June 15th
like
and 16th, I'm very excited. I'm opening for Colin Quinn. He's one of my favorite comedians of all time, and this is a big deal for me, and it's the reason I haven't turned my car on in a closed garage yet. Come on down to that one. It's at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in Point Pleasant. Bing.
Bing.
Are you really Bing. Freaking opening up for?
It's a true story right now.
I want to hear more about
right
it.
Right now, tomorrow it'll be false.
That's
I
only ding for name drops.
I'm so proud of that.
When he brings his own opener, that's when it's all going to fall apart, yeah. And I'll realize that. But I won't know until the day of because this business of ours is fucking horseshit. So,
that's a good note to end on.
Anyway, I love all of you.
The Dumbfellas Podcast is a production of Garden State Comedy. Find us on Twitter at DumbfellasPod or on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Dumbfellas. The Dumbfellas are Big Rich from Jersey at MCD_Carney, KP Burke at KP Burke Sucks, Natty Bumper Car at Natty Bumper Car, Kevin Joseph Garifo at Kevin Garifo, and Joe Carney at Dumb Kid Joe. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and share.